does the Obama administration see as the enemy? Earlier today, I put that question to Susan Rice. She's the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
Well, Michelle, we view the enemy as al-Qaeda and their extremist affiliates that seek safe haven in Afghanistan and Pakistan and seek to threaten the United States, our allies, our interests at home and overseas. The Taliban also are not only allied with al-Qaeda, but pose a direct threat to the government of Afghanistan, whose stability and security is important to our national security. As you know, it was from Afghanistan that the 9/11 attacks were hatched and conducted, and al-Qaeda and the whole network of Taliban and extremist allies remains active in Pakistan as well as in Afghanistan.
General McChrystal has said that this is a uniquely complex environment. That would apply to the question of who exactly is the enemy. It would also apply, it seems, to the question of strategy in this part of the world. If you had the length of an elevator ride to explain how Afghanistan fits in U.S. strategic interest, just a short period of time, what exactly would you say to simplify that?
Afghanistan is a place from which the 9/11 attacks were launched against the United States. It remains an area where al-Qaeda and its extremist affiliates are active, so preventing al-Qaeda and the Taliban, its extremist allies, from obtaining safe haven and from having the ability to use Afghanistan and Pakistan as launching pads for attacks against us and our allies is a critical national security interest.
You mentioned Afghanistan and Pakistan. What do you say to people who argue that the U.S. should be putting more of its effort and its focus on the latter country, on Pakistan?
Well, indeed, that's what President Obama has done. Since the review of our strategy that was conducted in March, we have operated on the assumption that Pakistan and Afghanistan and the challenges they pose are inextricably linked. And so we're focused on both. There's a porous border between them. There are extremist groups that move across those borders and operate on one side of the border to attack on the other. It's very difficult, if not impossible, to disentangle these two countries as they relate to the extremist threat that we're trying to combat. And so we have a very robust approach to Pakistan, trying to bolster its stability, its democracy, its ability to deliver effectively for its people and to stamp out al-Qaeda and the extremist elements that are operating there. Similarly, in Afghanistan, the stability of the Afghan state, the ability and credibility of the government to deliver for its people is also critical. So we're investing in both in a very serious way.
Ambassador Rice, always good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Good to be with you, Michelle.
Susan Rice, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. You can hear more of my interview with Ambassador Rice on tomorrow's program.